The Springfield City Council is expected to give final approval at its next regular meeting to an ordinance that would put restrictions on public officials obtaining jobs at the new MGM casino being built in the city. Supporters say it's intended to foster public trust in the municipal decision-making surrounding the casino project. The proposal has received two affirmative votes in a required three-step process to final enactment. But Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno has declined comment on whether he will sign the ordinance when it reaches his desk.
I will await the final version that comes from the City Council. At that point in time, I will make the proper review and make comment at that point in time.
The Council at its last regular meeting approved a key revision to the original ordinance. The amendment prohibits the councilors and the mayor from taking any casino job for 3 years after they leave elective office. The original proposal called for a 5-year ban. The Council's General Government Committee recommended the amendment. Councilor Tim Allen, the chair of the committee, said 7 of the 13 councilors attended a committee meeting to discuss the ordinance.
What more important goal is there than to have confidence in government? And if we have confidence in our democracy and confidence that people representing us are doing the right thing and doing it for the right reasons, I think that's a lofty goal and one that if we can achieve, we should do that.
City Council President Mike Fenton, who sponsored the ordinance, said he favored the 5-year cooling off period, but was open to compromise.
I think it sends a very clear message, which was the intent, and that is Springfield has led the state and the region in casino discussions for the last 2 years, and we now are going to lead the discussion in casino ethics. It's important that a city of our size and with our history and background be at the forefront of ethical responsibility and parameters associated with this development, and that's what this legislation will achieve.
Part of the history Fenton referenced includes federal investigations of municipal corruption in the first half of the last decade. The amended ordinance was given so-called second-step approval on a unanimous voice vote. City Councilor Tim Rook, who cast the only no vote the first time the measure was before the council, said he still has a philosophical concern about the ordinance.
I think it should apply to not only the casino industry, but I think it should apply to anybody that we are involved with a special permit or a tax incentive financing plan. But that was not the will of the council at this time. So I didn't feel there was no gain in bringing it up, other than political bantering. If you don't have the support, don't bring it up.
The ordinance bars non-elected city officials who are determined to be major policymakers from taking a casino job for 2 years after they leave city employment. The restrictions are in line with what the Massachusetts Gaming Commission requires of its staff members. The Springfield ordinance does not specify any penalties for a violation. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.